Let's turn to Psalm 56 this morning. We're going to be looking at verse 10. It says from the King James, "In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word." And from the Message, it says, "I'm proud to praise God. Proud to praise God." Amen. Spurgeon says about this verse, he says, "We see how attached our heart should be to the sure word of promise, and especially to him who is the word incarnate. The Lord is to be praised under every aspect." Amen. The Lord is to be praised. And that's what the psalmist is saying here. "In God I will praise his word." That means his word, his command, his very character is to be praised. Because he is the word, right? And the word incarnate came to be with us. Amen. So because of that, we can praise him. And Stephen Charnock says that the first time it says in God, and then it says later, "In the Lord I will praise." The first word, Elohim, is a name belonging to God as judge. And the second word, Jehovah, is a name of mercy. I will praise God whether he dealt with me in a way of justice or in a way of mercy. When he hath thundered his voice, as well as when he hath honey under his tongue. Oh, how we should praise God and pleasure ourselves by such a frame. Amen. Amen. Those ancient writers, they wrote things in strange ways, but honest to goodness, the truth is there. God is to be praised. Whether he's taken us care of us and sheltering us, or whether he is just being him and just letting us be a part of his creation. Amen. I love to praise the Lord. J. Vernon McGee says, "Someone wrote to me and said, 'You make too much of the Bible. You are everlastingly talking about the Word of God.'" Somebody said that about me when I was first saved. We were going to an Episcopal church, and then we got saved because of some brave Campus Crusade Kids for Christ that came and confronted us and said, "Yes, we know you're Episcopalian, but have you received Jesus in your heart?" Well, we threw him out of the house, needless to say, and didn't give him as much money as we were going to give them. But then we started thinking about it, and yeah, we were good Episcopalians. I was born Episcopalian. However, I really never asked Jesus into my heart. And so my husband and I both asked Jesus into our hearts, and man, things changed. We invited those kids back, gave them some money for Campus Crusade for Christ, and they took us on our first steps in our journey as we were learning about God. Amen. And then I went back to my Episcopal church, because of course, you go back, you're saved, you go back to the church you were going to, and I didn't. One of the ladies said about me, "I don't know what's gotten into you. All you talk about is Jesus."
Amen,
preacher. Amen. Amen. So he goes on to say, J. Vernon McGee, There are so few people who are praising his word that I'm going to try to make up for him. And I guess that's what I was doing too. Let's praise him, because in today's day, in this age, when everybody's talking about politics, everybody's talking about everything else but Jesus, let's be talking about him. Let's praise him publicly and let it wear off on those people around us till they say about us, "All you do is praise Jesus." Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together as we enter into worship this morning. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. And from the Message, I'm proud to praise God. Proud to praise God. Amen. And I love to be in his presence. How about you, Paula? Do you love to be in his presence? We love to be in his presence. How about you, Pat? Amen. Jeannie? Yeah, she's shaking her head. Let's go into his presence with joy in our hearts this morning.